This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, student loan debt and Social Security benefits. Hi, my name's Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So today's blog really, I guess, will act a bit as a warning or a heads up about an alarming trend that we are hearing about. And that trend is the number of people, older Americans, who are either retiring, reaching retirement, claiming Social Security benefits, that are currently in a default status with their student loans and the ramifications of that situation. Student loans, as people know that have struggled paying them, that have maybe checked into ways to get out from under that rock, if you will, have found out that student loans stick with you through thick and thin, pretty much. Student loans are a bit unique in that they were really easy to qualify for, but they're really hard to get away from if you have trouble paying them. And what I mean by that is student loan payment and the student loan debt itself is almost never discharged in a bankruptcy. So if somebody gets in trouble and their normal course of action, if they just cannot get out from under their debt burden, bankruptcy is a legal option to kind of reset the clock. Student loan debt maintains the indebtedness throughout that for almost everyone. In a rare case, that can be discharged. But so this kind of sticks with you. So you either pay it off or it's going to stick with you for the rest of your life, essentially, for most people. So if you took out a lot and you're older, 50, 60, 70 even, that student loan debt can still be sticking with you, or student loan debt that you have co-signed for someone younger, maybe a child or a grandchild. So this applies to that debt as well. So if those loans are in default, the federal government, the Department of Education, actually has quite a few tools to try to collect from you. One, they can garnish your wages at work. They can, that's a major tool for them. If you don't have a job, though, they can't do that. But they can also withhold have the Treasury withhold any tax refunds that you are due, keep those. That repays some of this over time. They actually gather quite a lot of money to repay defaulted student loans through those programs. But what a lot of people don't realize, and it's the subject of this blog post, that your Social Security benefit can be partially, at least, garnished, if you will. They call it offset, the offset program, and to repay defaulted student loans. So this, 20 years ago, this really wasn't an issue because people that were retiring at that time had gone to school in an age where student loans were pretty rare, and if there were some, they were quite small, so most people had paid them off. Now we're getting into a generation that is old enough to be retiring, but was participating in the education program when the cost of education was starting to go up and the more common way of paying for education became these easily obtained student loans. And some people racked up a ton of student loan debt, turned out to not have a career that would allow them to repay it, and they're still stuck paying on student loans or even in default on student loans when they get into their 50s and 60s. So just to describe the program basically to you, the Department of Education has the right or the power to withhold up to 15% of your Social Security benefit. So they can't take it all, but they can take 15%. This can affect really, obviously, in the greatest degree, low-wage workers. Because say you had a $1,000 retirement benefit, they could take $150 of that. So maybe you're relying quite heavily on that money, and that's a pretty large reduction when you're just scraping by using a really low Social Security benefit as your main source of income. So they can take 15%. However, there is a floor, and the floor, though, is pretty darn low, that floor being $750. So they can take 15%, but they can't leave you with less than $750. But as we all know, here in 2017, $750 worth of Social Security benefit isn't going to get you very far. So that $750 a month is below the poverty line. So they can leave you in a pretty rough situation, even as a low-wage worker. But for others that have benefits higher than that, they can take up to 15%, which is still a pretty good dent in your Social Security benefit. In addition to this, and I already mentioned before, be aware that this can apply not just to your own debt that you might be carrying, but also debt, student loan debt that you have co-signed for, whether it be your own child or a grandchild or, you know, a friend, for that matter. So you're on the hook not just for your own, but maybe someone else is in default and it comes back on you because you're the co-signer. So word of warning, be careful who you co-sign for. And then here's a really shocking thing, and the thing that the GAO, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, produced a report a while back that was the basis of this blog. And they found that a vast majority of the money collected through this program doesn't even pay down the debt itself. The vast majority of the money, in fact, 71%, when they looked at the time period from 2001 to 2015, 71% of the money collected during that time through this offset program, which was over $1 billion collected, 71% went to pay just fees, like late fees and interest. No reduction. 71% didn't touch reduction of debt. So for a lot of people, even though they were having this withheld, the debt they owed stayed the same or even increased. So this hole that they were in, even though they were having their Social Security reduced to make the payments, it wasn't enough to actually whittle down the debt itself. And even shocking, to me, the most shocking statistic over that, you know, maybe to some people might sound reasonable. Yeah, well, 71% is paying for fees and interest, and that means 29% is going to go towards principal reduction. Well, that is happening for some people, but more than half of the people in this situation, more than half have none of their offset. No money goes to the principal reduction. So all that they're doing, when this money is being withheld from their Social Security benefit, it's just essentially going off into the wind, paying fees and interest only. The debt itself is not going away at all. So this is a really terrible situation for people to be put in. This is something, you know, talk about a long-term effect, a decision that you may have made in your 20s or 30s, even if you went to graduate school, something like that, coming back to haunt you decades later as things didn't go quite as planned and you weren't able to get out from under this debt. So keep this, I guess, as a word of warning. If you're giving advice to maybe young people, I know there's not a lot of 20-somethings listening to this blog, but if you know any 20-somethings going to college, really encourage them not to set themselves up for this future issue. And if you're in this situation, it can be tough to get out of it. You might seek some, there's a lot of groups that will provide free counseling on debt that can maybe help with this. And if you happen to be on disability, if you're permanently disabled, there is also a program that can forgive student loan debt if the disability is permanent and there's certain time constraints involved. There's some rules behind this, but for some people, and this, you could see where this would happen, that Social Security disability recipients, the reason why they're on disability is they lost the ability to work. So that's a very common reason why people fall behind on student loan debt. So now they're in a position of being on disability, but they don't have enough coming in to make payments on this student loan debt. So there is a program for people in that situation that if you meet certain requirements that are beyond the scope of this blog, but if you meet certain requirements, just know it's worth investigating to see if you might have that student loan debt forgiven in that particular case. So thanks for joining us this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. I look forward to being with you again next week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a 1-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.